What if everything you've been waiting for, the opportunity, the answer, the breakthrough, is already within your reach? What if the only thing standing between you and the life you want is simply the courage to ask for it? The truth is, most people miss out on life's biggest opportunities. Not because they aren't qualified, not because they aren't talented, but because they never dared to ask. They hold back, trapped by fear, assumptions, or the belief that asking makes them seem weak, needy, or pushy. But asking isn't weakness. Asking is strength. It's a skill, a mindset, and an art one that anyone can learn. It's how you turn possibilities into realities. It's how you turn silence into opportunity. It's how you open doors others thought were closed forever. This audiobook isn't about begging, pleading, or manipulating. It's about shifting your thinking, building unshakable confidence, and learning the powerful strategies that successful people use every day to get what they want. Opportunities rarely come without invitation. But when you know how to ask, you never have to wait. You create your own opportunities. Are you ready to stop wishing and start asking? Are you ready to master the skill that could change your life forever? Then let's begin. Welcome to The Art of Asking: How to Get Whatever You Want. Chapter 1: The Psychology of Asking. Have you ever wondered why some people seem to get whatever they want in life? Opportunities, promotions, favors, love, attention, even forgiveness all flow toward them effortlessly. It's not luck. It's not magic. It's not even necessarily charm. The truth is simpler. They ask. Most people don't ask for what they want. They hint, they hope, they hesitate, but they rarely ask directly. Behind this hesitation is a powerful force: psychology. In this first chapter, we're going to pull back a curtain on the invisible forces that hold people back from asking for what they truly desire. Why people don't ask. At first glance, asking seems simple. You have a need or a desire, so you express it. But human behavior is rarely this straightforward. Deep within our minds live stories. Old narratives planted there from childhood, school, society, and past experiences. These stories shape how we think about asking. For example, if you were raised in a household where asking for things led to punishment, rejection, or humiliation, you likely learned early on that asking feels dangerous. Maybe your parents dismissed your questions with, "Don't be greedy," or "Stop bothering me." Those small moments teach big lessons. As we grow older, the fear of rejection becomes a permanent shadow. Even in adulthood, this fear often sounds like, "What if they say no? What if I look desperate or weak? What if they laugh at me? What if I'm rejected again, just like last time?" These doubts are not random. They're rooted in a universal fear: the fear of rejection. Rejection hurts more than we realize. Psychologists have studied rejection extensively. Research shows that our brains process social rejection in the same regions where we experience physical pain. This explains why being ignored, dismissed, or rejected feels so awful, almost like being physically hurt. Because our brains link rejection to pain, many people unconsciously choose to avoid the risk altogether. They believe, "If I don't ask, I can't be rejected. If I can't be rejected, I can't be hurt." But here's the paradox: not asking guarantees you won't receive. The person who never asks will always stay stuck. The world doesn't reward silent wishes. It responds to clear, confident, unapologetic requests. The hidden cost of not asking. When you fail to ask, you don't just miss opportunities. You slowly sabotage your own confidence. Each time you hold back from asking, you reinforce the belief that you're not worthy of receiving. Over time, this shapes your self-image into something smaller, quieter, less daring. You may start telling yourself stories like, "I'm not the kind of person who gets what they want. people like me aren't meant for success. They'll probably say no anyway, so why bother? These beliefs aren't reality. They're prisons of your own making. Why? Confident people ask without fear. Confident people aren't immune to rejection. They simply understand that rejection isn't personal. They know it's part of the process. They treat a no not as a failure, but as feedback. Sometimes it means timing wasn't right. Sometimes it means they need to ask differently. But it never means they are less worthy. They've rewired their psychology around asking. Instead of associating it with fear, they associate it with possibility. Every time they ask, they open a door that wasn't open before. How your mindset shapes your results. There are two types of mindsets when it comes to asking. The scarcity mindset believes opportunities are rare. Asking feels like begging. Every no feels like a personal attack. The abundance mindset believes opportunities are everywhere. Asking feels empowering. Every no brings them closer to a yes. People with an abundance mindset don't ask once and quit. They ask again and again until they find the person or the situation ready to say yes. They understand that asking isn't about entitlement. It's about connection, clarity, and courage. The first step, awareness. Before you can become someone who confidently asks for what you want, you must first understand your current relationship with asking. Reflect on these questions. When was the last time you asked for something you really wanted? How did it feel before you asked? After? What stopped you from asking sooner? Most people will realize they've been carrying invisible fears, fears they've never questioned. That changes now. You were taught to ask the wrong way. Schools, workplaces, and even families often teach us to follow rules, to wait our turn, to not disturb others. Rarely are we taught how to ask boldly, directly, and effectively. Instead, we're told to hope we're noticed, to wait to be chosen. But life doesn't reward passivity. It rewards action. It rewards clarity. The truth is, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. A new perspective on asking. From today forward, start seeing asking as a gift. When you ask clearly and respectfully, you give others clarity on your needs. Invite opportunities for connection. Show confidence and leadership. Asking is not taking. It's offering someone the chance to say yes, to help, to collaborate, to support, to invest, or to share. Key takeaway from Chapter 1. The fear of asking is learned. The habit of not asking is trained, but both can be unlearned. Asking is a skill. Asking is power. And asking is the gateway to getting more than you ever thought possible. In the next chapter, we'll dive deeper into this idea and explore why asking isn't about luck. It's about learning a skill anyone can master. Chapter 2. Asking is a skill, not luck. When you see someone confidently walk into a room, ask for what they want and walk out with it, whether it's a promotion, a date, an opportunity, or a favor you might be tempted to think. They're lucky. But luck has very little to do with it. What you're really seeing is a skill at work. The skill of asking. Just like any other skill, cooking, driving, speaking, negotiating, the art of asking can be learned, practiced, and mastered by anyone, including you. Why some people always get what they ask for. It's not because they're smarter. It's not because they're richer. It's not because they're more deserving. It's because they understand how to ask in a way that increases the likelihood of hearing yes. They've practiced how to communicate clearly, how to position their ask in a way that benefits the other person, how to choose the right timing and setting, how to handle rejection without fear. These aren't traits people are born with. They're habits people build over time. The formula of asking effectively. There's a formula behind effective asking, a formula that works whether you're asking for a raise, asking for support, or even asking for forgiveness. Here's what it looks like. Clarity, confidence, consideration. Higher chances of yes. Let's break this down. 1. Clarity. Know exactly what you want. The first mistake people make when asking is being vague. Instead of saying, "I need help," say, "Could you help me by reviewing this report by Friday?" Instead of saying, "I want to grow in my career," say, "Can you mentor me once a month to help me develop these specific skills?" People respect and respond to clarity because clarity shows you've thought things through. It makes their decision easier. 2. Confidence. Ask without apology. Confidence doesn't mean arrogance. It simply means you believe you're worthy of asking. When you say things like, "I hate to bother you, but this might be a silly question, but I'm sorry for asking, but," you're already weakening your ask before you even make it. Confidence sounds like, "I would love your support with this. I'm reaching out because I value your perspective. I'm asking because this opportunity is important to me." Confident asking invites respect. Apologetic asking invites pity or dismissal. 3. Consideration. Make it about them too. Nobody wants to feel like they're being used. People love to help when they see the value in doing so. The best askers know how to make their request feel like a win-win. Examples. Instead of "give me a promotion," try "here's how I've increased value this year." "Here's how I can continue to drive results in a bigger role." Instead of "lend me money," try "here's how I plan to repay you and how this support will make a real difference." When people see the benefit to you and the fairness in your ask, they're far more likely to say yes. Common myths that stop people from asking boldly. Myth 1. If I deserve it, they'll offer it. Reality. People are too busy thinking about their own lives. Rarely will anyone offer you something you don't ask for. Myth 2. Asking makes me look weak. Reality. Asking shows courage, clarity, and maturity. Weakness is hiding your needs out of fear. Myth 3. If they say no, I failed. Reality. No isn't failure. It's feedback. It's information. It's sometimes just bad timing. The strongest people keep asking until the right yes appears. Why most people never practice asking. Because society doesn't teach us how. We're taught to work hard and hope someone notices. Stay quiet to avoid bothering others. Be grateful for whatever we get, even if it's less than we deserve. But waiting isn't a strategy. Wishing isn't a skill. Asking is. You must treat asking as seriously as any other life skill you want to master. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. The more you ask, the more natural it feels. Over time, you'll wonder why you ever hesitated at all. Practice builds confidence. You wouldn't expect to be perfect the first time you drove a car or gave a speech. Asking is the same. Your first few asks might feel awkward. That's okay. What matters is that you keep practicing. Start small. Ask for feedback at work. Ask for a discount at a store. Ask for a coffee meeting with someone you admire. Small asks build confidence for bigger ones. Real life example. Consider someone looking for a new job. One person sends out hundreds of online applications and hopes. Another person directly messages industry leaders, asks for advice, asks for introductions, asks for mentorship, and boldly asks about opportunities. Guess who gets hired faster? The person who understands the skill of asking. The difference between demanding and asking. There's a fine line between asking and demanding. Demanding feels entitled. Asking feels open, respectful, and collaborative. Demanding sounds like, you owe me this. Asking sounds like, would you be willing to consider this? People respond better to those who ask with confidence, but also with respect. Key takeaway from Chapter 2. Asking is a learnable skill. It's not luck. It's not personality. It's practice. Master the art of asking, and you unlock opportunities that passive people never even see. In the next chapter, we'll uncover the silent enemies that stop you from asking boldly, fear, doubt, and limiting beliefs, and how to defeat them. Chapter 3. What stops you from asking boldly? If asking is so powerful, why do so few people do it with confidence? Why do so many remain silent, even when the opportunity is right in front of them? The answer is simple, yet deeply rooted in human psychology: fear. Not fear of asking itself, fear of what asking might cost. Fear of looking foolish. Fear of being rejected. Fear of being judged. Fear of being seen as selfish or annoying. In this chapter, we will peel back the layers and expose the invisible forces that hold most people back from boldly asking for what they want. 1. Fear of rejection, the number one blocker. Let's start with the biggest and most common reason people don't ask: the fear of hearing no. Rejection feels personal, even when it isn't. It stings. It reminds us of childhood moments when we were left out, ignored, or criticized. Our brains hate rejection because, from an evolutionary standpoint, being rejected by the tribe used to mean death. Today, rejection doesn't kill us, but it still triggers that ancient fear of being unwanted or unworthy. What's the solution? Understanding that no is not about your worth. It's about timing, about circumstances, about the other person's current capacity. Sometimes it's about nothing at all. The boldest askers understand this. A no is not the end. It's simply part of the process on the way to yes. 2. Fear of judgment. What will people think? Many people avoid asking because they fear what others might think. Will they think I'm greedy? Will they think I'm weak? Will they think I'm desperate? But here's the reality. People are far too busy thinking about themselves to think about you as much as you imagine. You must learn to prioritize your goals over other people's possible opinions. Their thoughts don't pay your bills. Their opinions don't build your future. 3. Limiting beliefs, the stories you tell yourself. Another invisible barrier is the set of beliefs you carry about yourself and the world. These beliefs quietly dictate your actions without you realizing it. Common limiting beliefs include, I don't deserve more. People like me never succeed. Good things happen to others, not me. They'll say no anyway, so why ask? These beliefs are often inherited from childhood, society, or past experiences. But they're not facts. They're stories, and stories can be rewritten. The most successful people question these stories. They replace them with empowering beliefs like, if I ask clearly, I increase my chances of success. I deserve opportunities as much as anyone else. Every no brings me closer to the righties. 4. Overthinking the worst-case scenario. Another common mental block is overthinking. The mind creates dramatic what-if scenarios. What if I ask and they get angry? What if I ask and they embarrass me in public? What if I ask and I ruin everything? Most of these fears are exaggerated. In reality, the worst that usually happens is someone says no, and life moves on. Think about this. How many opportunities have you already lost because you let imaginary fears stop you? Probably more than you realize. 5. The trap of waiting for permission. Many people are secretly waiting for someone to give them permission to ask. They're waiting to be noticed, waiting to be invited, waiting for a sign. But no one is coming to hand you permission. Success comes to those who stop waiting and start asking. You don't need anyone's approval to chase your dreams. You just need the courage to ask for what you want. 6. The guilt of wanting more. Some people hold themselves back because they feel guilty about asking for more. I should just be grateful for what I have. Other people have it worse. It's selfish to want more. Gratitude and ambition are not enemies. You can be thankful for what you have while still reaching for more. In fact, by asking for more opportunity, more support, more growth, you often create more value for others too. 7. The comfort zone of silence. Silence feels safe. Not asking means you don't risk rejection, embarrassment, or judgment. But silence also guarantees you stay exactly where you are. Comfort zones may feel safe, but they slowly suffocate your potential. Growth only comes when you stretch beyond what feels easy. And asking boldly is one of the simplest ways to break free from comfort and step into possibility. 8. Comparing yourself to others. Comparison is another silent killer of bold action. You might think, they're more qualified to ask. They're more confident. They have more experience. But everyone starts somewhere. The people you admire, the ones confidently asking and receiving, weren't born that way. They built their courage through practice. Don't compare your beginning to someone else's middle. Focus on your own progress. Breaking through these blocks. To ask boldly, you must challenge these invisible walls. Start by flipping the question in your mind. Instead of, what if they say no? Ask, what if they say yes? Instead of, what if this goes wrong? Ask, what if this opens doors I never imagined? Reframe fear as possibility. Reframe doubt as opportunity. A new perspective. Here's the truth. Not asking doesn't protect you from pain. It protects you from progress. The people who achieve big things aren't fearless. They're just willing to act in spite of fear. Courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the choice to move forward anyway. Key takeaway from Chapter 3. The biggest obstacle between you and what you want isn't other people. It's the invisible fears and limiting beliefs you carry. Once you see them clearly, you can break through them. And when you do, you'll realize asking isn't risky. Not asking is. In the next chapter, we'll explore why clarity is the foundation of every successful ask and how to craft your asks so people understand exactly what you want. Chapter 4, The Power of Clarity. When asking, have you ever noticed how easy it is to say no to someone who doesn't even seem sure of what they're asking? Or how people hesitate to help when the request is vague, confusing, or uncertain? Here's the hard truth most people overlook. If you don't know exactly what you want, no one else will either. In this chapter, we're going to uncover why clarity is the secret ingredient behind every successful ask, whether it's asking for help, opportunity, money, love, or support. Without clarity, even the boldest ask is likely to fall flat. Why clarity matters. More than you think. Imagine this. Someone approaches you and says, I just need something. You know, like more support or, I don't know, just something to help me out. What's your reaction? Probably confusion. Maybe irritation. Likely indifference. You're not motivated to help because you don't understand what's being asked. Now imagine someone says, could you help me by reviewing this report and giving me feedback before Friday? It would really help me improve my next project. Clear, direct, actionable, easy to say yes to. Clarity removes confusion. Clarity shows confidence. Clarity makes helping you easier. People say yes to clear requests. The people you're asking, whether it's your boss, your partner, your friend, or a stranger, don't have time or energy to decode vague requests. When you're clear, you respect their time and make it simple for them to make a decision. Examples of vague versus clear. Asks. Vague. Ask, clear, ask. I need some help with this. Can you review these 3 pages and give feedback? I'd like to earn more money. Can we discuss a salary review next month? I wish you'd support me more. Can you handle dinner twice this week so I can focus on my project? Clarity moves people to action. Vague statements lead to confusion or avoidance. The psychology behind clarity. Clarity signals confidence, competence, and preparation. It tells the person you're asking, you've thought this through. You know exactly what outcome you want. You respect their time and want to make this simple for them. People respect and respond positively to clarity because it reduces mental effort. When someone doesn't have to guess what you want, they're more likely to help you get it. How to find your own clarity before asking. Before you open your mouth, ask yourself, what exactly do I want? Who is the right person to ask? What's the best way and time to ask? How can I explain my ask clearly, simply, and respectfully? If you can't answer these questions, you're not ready to ask yet. Clarity begins with you, not them. The anatomy of a clear ask. A clear ask usually includes 3 elements. What you want, be specific. Why you want it, show purpose or benefit. What action you'd like them to take, make it easy to say yes. Example. I'd love your advice on improving my presentation skills. Could we schedule a 30-minute call this week? Your guidance would help me prepare better for an important client meeting. See how clear that is? What you want. Advice on presentation skills. Why you want it. Preparing for an important client meeting. What action? Schedule a 30-minute call this week. Clarity leads to results. Clarity builds trust. People trust those who communicate clearly. When you're vague, you seem unsure or even manipulative. When you're clear, you seem confident and trustworthy. In business, relationships, or life, people are far more likely to say yes to someone they trust. Avoid these common clarity mistakes. Being too general. Don't say, I want to improve. Say, I want to improve my negotiation skills to close more deals. Rambling. Get to the point. Avoid long backstories unless they serve the ask directly. Assuming they know. Never assume people understand what you want unless you state it clearly. Being passive. Passive language weakens your ask. Instead of, could you maybe possibly say, would you be willing to? The power of preparation. If clarity feels difficult, it's because you haven't prepared. Preparation gives you clarity. Before any important ask, write it down. Refine it. Practice saying it aloud. Ask yourself, is this specific? Is this easy to understand? Is this respectful of their time and energy? If the answer is yes, you're ready. The fear behind vague asking. Often people stay vague because they fear being rejected. They think, if I don't ask clearly, they can't really reject me. But vague asking creates its own rejection through avoidance, misunderstanding, or silence. Boldness and clarity go hand in hand. If you're brave enough to ask, be brave enough to ask clearly. Clarity increases confidence. The clearer your ask, the more confident you'll feel making it. You won't hesitate. You won't second guess. You'll deliver your request knowing you've done your part well. That energy often leads to a positive response. Key takeaway from Chapter 4. Clarity is kindness. Clarity is confidence. Clarity is power. When you're clear about what you want, others can help you get it faster. Don't make them guess. Make it easy for them to say yes. In the next chapter, we'll explore why timing matters just as much as clarity, and how to master the perfect moment to ask for what you want. Chapter 5. Mastering the Art of Timing. Have you ever asked for something at the wrong time and wondered why the answer was no? It wasn't always your request. It wasn't even your confidence. It was simply your timing. In life, timing plays a critical role in whether we receive a yes or a no. You can ask the right person, in the right way, for the right thing, but if your timing is wrong, your chances of success drop dramatically. This chapter will help you master the subtle but powerful art of knowing when to ask. Why? Timing matters. Think about this. If you ask your boss for a raise when the company just announced budget cuts, if you ask your partner for a big favor when they're stressed or overwhelmed, if you ask for a loan when someone's finances are already stretched thin, you're setting yourself up for disappointment, not because your ask is wrong, but because your timing isn't aligned with the other person's state of mind, priorities, or capacity. People are more open to saying yes when they feel stable, secure, and capable. They trust you've considered their situation. The timing matches their own needs or goals. Reading the room. Emotional intelligence in asking. Emotional intelligence isn't just about understanding emotions. It's about knowing how to use that understanding to navigate relationships effectively, including when you ask. Before you ask, ask yourself, what mood is this person in? Are they stressed, distracted, angry, tired? Is this a good time for them to think clearly? Are they currently focused on other priorities? When someone is calm, receptive, and mentally available, your ask stands a much better chance. Timing isn't just about dates or deadlines. It's about emotional readiness. The best times to ask. While there's no universal formula, there are patterns. Here's when people are generally more open to saying yes. When they're in a good mood, people naturally feel more generous and open when they're happy, relaxed, or having a good day. After you've provided value, when you've helped someone, supported them, or added value, they're more inclined to reciprocate. When it aligns with their goals. If your ask helps them achieve something they care about, your timing aligns with their priorities. When the pressure is low, avoid high-stress moments. When people feel overwhelmed, they default to saying no to protect themselves. Avoid these poor timing traps. When they're angry or frustrated, emotions cloud judgment. Asking during anger usually guarantees rejection. Right before a deadline, people under pressure don't want additional requests. They want fewer problems, not more. In public, unless strategic. Some people feel cornered when asked publicly. Unless you're intentionally leveraging positive peer pressure, ask privately. Too soon. If you've just met someone, asking for big favors too quickly can seem presumptuous. Build trust first. Timing in professional settings. In the workplace, timing can influence promotions, raises, opportunities, and collaborations. Here's how to time your ask. Align it with performance reviews, completed projects, or moments when your contributions are clearly visible. Pay attention to company performance, leadership moods, and organizational priorities. Choose moments when decision makers aren't distracted by crises. Timing in personal relationships. Timing matters in relationships just as much. Asking for support, change, or commitment requires sensitivity to emotional timing. Wait for calm, connection, and clarity, not conflict or exhaustion. The power of preparation. Patience. Sometimes the best timing isn't now. The boldest askers understand that patience is strategic, not passive. They prepare while they wait. They observe while they build trust. they strengthen relationships while they choose the right moment. Preparation positions you for success when the moment arrives. How to sense the right moment. Great askers develop intuition through observation. They notice body language, tone of voice, energy levels, patterns of behavior. If someone is leaning in, engaged, laughing, or brainstorming possibilities, that's an open door. If they're crossing arms, sighing, checking the clock, or avoiding eye contact, it's not your moment. Ask permission before asking big. One overlooked timing tactic. Ask if it's a good time to ask. Examples: I'd like to discuss something important. Is now a good time? Do you have a moment for a conversation about an opportunity? When would be a good time for us to talk about? This shows respect, awareness, and consideration qualities that prime people to say yes. Seizing opportunity. Don't wait forever. While timing matters, don't let it become an excuse for endless hesitation. There's a fine line between strategic patience and fear-based procrastination. Trust your preparation. Trust your instincts. When the door feels open, step through it. Key takeaway from Chapter 5: Right ask, right way, right time. Mastering timing isn't manipulation, it's wisdom. When you ask at the right moment, doors open more easily. Good timing turns bold asks into easy yeses. In the next chapter, we'll tackle a common internal barrier: how to ask for anything without feeling guilty, and why guilt-free asking leads to more success. Chapter 6: How to ask for anything without feeling guilty. Many people hesitate to ask for what they want because they feel an invisible weight pressing down on them: guilt. They convince themselves that asking makes them selfish, burdensome, or weak. They imagine that their desires inconvenience others, that speaking up for themselves is wrong, and that remaining silent is somehow noble. This is a harmful belief, one that traps countless people in lives smaller than they deserve. Guilt is a feeling, not a fact. Feelings can be questioned, examined, and changed. You do not owe anyone your silence. You do not serve the world by denying your needs. Asking is not an imposition. It is communication. It is clarity. It is honesty. Guilt fades when you realize asking does not force anyone to comply. Asking simply offers the opportunity for someone to consider your request and respond freely. The first step to removing guilt from asking is to recognize that no healthy relationship, personal, professional, or otherwise, is built on guessing games. People are not mind readers. They cannot know what you need unless you express it. Communicating your desires helps others understand how to meet you in the middle. Guilt arises from false stories we tell ourselves. I shouldn't need help. They'll think less of me. Or, it's wrong to want more. None of these stories are rooted in truth. They are rooted in fear. Fear disguised as politeness. Fear dressed up as humility. Fear pretending to be virtue. Confident people ask without apology because they understand this simple truth. It is not wrong to desire growth, support, opportunity, or connection. It is human. Refusing to ask out of guilt only guarantees continued frustration. Speaking clearly about your needs honors your time, your goals, and your future. It shows self-respect. Those who respect themselves teach others how to treat them. Asking without guilt sets a standard that says, I believe I am worthy of consideration. One practical way to remove guilt is to detach your self-worth from the outcome. The answer you receive, whether yes, no, or maybe, does not define your value. A rejection of your request is not a rejection of you as a person. When you understand this, asking becomes lighter, freer, and more natural. You are not demanding. You are offering an opportunity. People are free to accept or decline, and either answer is acceptable. The guilt evaporates when you stop seeing asking as a burden and start seeing it as dialogue. Another reason people feel guilty is the belief that they are taking something away from others. In truth, asking creates possibilities, not obligations. When you ask for support, collaboration, or opportunity, you invite others into a moment of connection, generosity, or partnership. Often people enjoy saying yes. It gives them a chance to contribute, to share, to build something meaningful. By asking, you allow others to experience the satisfaction of helping, supporting, or collaborating. Refusing to ask robs both parties of potential growth. Release the guilt by reframing your perspective. Asking is not selfish. It's honest. Honest communication leads to better outcomes. People who communicate clearly experience fewer misunderstandings, fewer unmet needs, and stronger relationships. Clarity replaces resentment. Guilt-free asking strengthens bonds because it shows you trust the other person to handle your request with maturity. It shows you respect them enough to be honest. Practice asking with neutral language. Remove words like, "Sorry to bother you," "I hate to ask," or "I feel bad, but..." Speak directly, respectfully, and without apology. "Would you be open to..." "Could you help me with..." "I'd appreciate your input on..." These phrases convey clarity without guilt. They frame your ask as a possibility, not a demand. This subtle shift in language creates a foundation for confident communication. Consider this. Those who never ask rarely receive. Opportunities often go to those who step forward, who speak up, who express clearly what they want. Silence guarantees nothing changes. Guilt ensures silence. Break the cycle. Understand that asking does not decrease your worth. It demonstrates courage. Each time you ask without guilt, you reinforce the belief that your needs matter, that your dreams are valid, that your voice deserves to be heard. There is no shame in wanting more. Growth requires resources, connections, feedback, opportunities. These things often come only when you ask. Successful people are not fearless. They have simply learned to act despite fear, despite guilt, despite the stories their mind creates. They understand that every no brings them closer to the right yes, and that guilt serves no purpose but to keep them small. Let go of the outdated idea that asking is begging. Begging lacks confidence. Asking holds dignity. When you ask from a place of worth, you stand tall. You communicate from strength, not desperation. Asking becomes a tool for building bridges, opening doors, and creating progress. There is no room for guilt in progress. Guilt shrinks you. Asking grows you. Surround yourself with people who understand this. Those who shame you for asking are not your people. Healthy environments welcome clarity. They encourage communication. They respect directness. If you feel guilt when asking, examine whether that guilt comes from within you or from the people around you. Often, it's both. Start by changing your inner story. Replace guilt with permission. Permission to want, to seek, to ask. You do not need to earn the right to ask. You already have it. You were born with it. The act of asking connects you to the world. It invites collaboration, growth, and possibility. Holding yourself back out of misplaced guilt serves no one. The world moves forward because people ask for help, for ideas, for support, for chances. Every innovation, every advancement, every relationship begins with a question. Can we? Would you? How might we? These are the seeds of progress. If guilt arises, remind yourself, asking is a strength, not a weakness. It is a declaration that you are participating in life, not hiding from it. It is proof that you believe in yourself enough to reach beyond your current circumstances. Those who achieve more, ask more. Those who remain stuck often remain silent. Guilt fades in the face of action. Take action. Ask clearly. Ask confidently. Ask often, without guilt. Chapter 7, How to Get a Yes. More often. Most people assume getting a yes depends on luck, charm, or circumstances beyond their control. In reality, there's a structure behind successful asking, a pattern anyone can follow to dramatically increase the chances of hearing yes. This chapter is not about manipulation. It's about understanding human nature and communicating in a way that aligns with how people naturally think, decide, and respond. The first key is preparation. Before you ask, ensure you've done your homework. Know exactly what you want, why you want it, and how your request benefits not just you, but also the person you're asking. People are more likely to say yes when they can clearly see how granting your request serves their interests, aligns with their values, or solves a problem for them. Self-interest drives decisions far more than generosity alone. Your ask must answer their silent question: what's in it for me? Next is timing. As covered earlier, asking at the right time increases your odds. A well-timed ask lands softer, feels more natural, and meets less resistance. Bad timing creates unnecessary obstacles. The same request that gets a yes today might get a no tomorrow simply because the other person's mindset, mood, or priorities shifted. Learn to read the situation, not just speak your needs. Third, understand framing. The way you frame your ask shapes how it's received. Instead of framing it as a favor or imposition, position it as a collaboration, opportunity, or mutual benefit. People love to feel involved, empowered, and appreciated. Asking in a way that highlights these feelings creates positive momentum toward yes. Consider the language you use. Words carry emotional weight. Avoid weak, hesitant, or passive language. Replace, "I was just wondering if maybe you could possibly," with, "Would you be open to?" or "Can we explore?" Strong, clear language suggests confidence, and confidence inspires trust. People trust those who seem to trust themselves. Another important factor is reciprocity. Human beings are wired to return favors. When you give first, whether time, support, value, or kindness, others feel a natural urge to give back. This doesn't mean manipulating people through fake generosity. It means genuinely contributing, so that when you ask, your request feels balanced, not entitled. Social proof also plays a role. If others have said yes to you in similar situations, mentioning it builds credibility. People often look to others' actions to guide their own. Sharing quick, relevant examples shows you're not making an unusual or unreasonable request. It normalizes your ask and reduces perceived risk. Clarity matters immensely. People rarely say yes to things they don't fully understand. Vague requests breed hesitation. Specific, clear, actionable asks build confidence. When someone knows exactly what you want and what's expected of them, they can make a decision faster, and that decision is more likely to be yes. Energy and tone influence outcomes. Enthusiasm is contagious. If you ask with genuine energy, positivity, and belief in what you're requesting, people pick up on that. A dull, uncertain ask breeds doubt. A confident, passionate ask creates alignment. People are more inclined to say yes when they feel your belief. Handle objections with calm curiosity, not defensiveness. If someone hesitates or says no, ask why. Listen carefully. Often, the objection isn't about your request itself, but about a misunderstanding, timing issue, or small tweak that could easily be addressed. When people feel heard, they become more open. Reframe no as not yet. Persistence matters, but it must be paired with adaptability. Sometimes, your first ask won't land, but with adjustments, follow-up, or better timing, the same person might say yes later. Never take no as final unless explicitly stated. Follow up with grace, patience, and respect. Understand the psychology of decision-making. People say yes to those they like, trust, and respect. They say yes to requests that feel safe, reasonable, and aligned with their values. Building rapport, Demonstrating credibility and showing empathy increases your chances. Visualizing success primes your brain for confident action. Before making your ask, mentally rehearse the conversation going well. Imagine the other person saying yes. This primes you to speak with conviction, which influences how others receive your words. Express gratitude, regardless of the answer. Gratitude leaves doors open, strengthens relationships, and shows maturity. Even a no today can turn into a yes tomorrow if you handle it with grace. Keep your ask proportionate to the relationship. Don't leap from small talk to big asks. Build trust first. Earn the right to ask through consistency, integrity, and value. Finally, understand that some people will say no, no matter what. That's their right. Focus on those who are open. Don't waste energy trying to convince the unwilling. Redirect your efforts where there's potential for success. Every yes you receive strengthens your belief in your ability to ask effectively. Confidence compounds. Mastering the art of asking is not about getting everything you want instantly. It's about steadily increasing your influence, opportunities, and connections through intentional, skillful communication. Key takeaway from this chapter: getting a yes is both art and science. It requires clarity, timing, framing, confidence, and respect for human nature. Master these, and you will hear yes far more often. Next, we'll explore how to turn small asks into big opportunities, leveraging momentum to create lasting success. Chapter 8, Turning Small. Asks into big opportunities. Big breakthroughs rarely begin with big asks. More often, they start small: a simple question, a minor favor, a tiny request that opens the door to something far greater over time. Understanding how to leverage small asks into life-changing opportunities is a strategy used by people who know how to build momentum. They don't rush, they don't overwhelm others, they play the long game. Small asks serve multiple purposes. They establish trust. They test the waters. They create micro-moments of agreement that pave the way for bigger conversations. People are far more likely to say yes to something small, especially when there's little risk or commitment involved. These small yeses build a pattern. They create familiarity. Familiarity breeds comfort, and comfort leads to openness. Consider this. Asking for advice is a small ask. Asking for 5 minutes of someone's time is a small ask. Asking for feedback, an introduction, or a recommendation. These are all minor requests that build rapport and connection. Over time, these connections grow roots. They become relationships, and relationships become opportunities. When you receive a yes to a small ask, follow through flawlessly. Deliver on your side with speed, gratitude, and excellence. Exceed expectations. This builds credibility. It shows you are reliable, respectful, and worthy of further trust. Every small win positions you for larger asks down the road. People remember how you made them feel. When your small asks are handled with respect, clarity, and appreciation, people feel positive about interacting with you again. This emotional residue makes your future requests easier to grant. Leverage each small yes to advance the relationship. Express gratitude sincerely. Share outcomes openly. Keep the connection alive. People enjoy seeing the impact of their help. When they see their small yes led to meaningful progress, they're naturally more inclined to support your bigger visions. Small asks can also reveal opportunities you didn't anticipate. In conversation, someone might offer more than you expected because they recognize your potential. One minor question can trigger a chain reaction of possibilities if you approach it with curiosity, openness, and professionalism. Strategically, map your small asks to align with long-term goals. Don't scatter them randomly. Each small step should move you closer to where you want to be. Thoughtful sequencing matters. A well-placed small ask today can unlock doors you'll need open tomorrow. Timing plays a role here too. Don't rush from one ask to the next. Allow space for relationships to mature. Let people see your consistency and integrity over time. Trust isn't built overnight, but with patience and persistence, it becomes the foundation for larger opportunities. Be observant. Notice when someone responds well to a small ask. That's a green light to nurture the connection further. Conversely, if someone resists even the smallest request, they're unlikely to support bigger asks later. Focus your energy where there's potential for growth. Use small asks to gather insights. Feedback from these interactions helps you refine your approach, understand people's preferences, and improve your communication. Each interaction is data. Smart askers learn from every response, adjusting their strategies accordingly. Maintain momentum by staying visible. Don't disappear after receiving a yes. Keep showing up, share updates, express appreciation, and continue offering value where possible. Consistent presence keeps relationships warm and opportunities alive. Confidence grows with each successful ask, no matter how small. Celebrate these wins internally. Let them reinforce your belief in your ability to create outcomes through intentional asking. This confidence will serve you well when it's time to make bigger moves. When you're ready to scale up your ask, reference your history together. Remind people of previous positive outcomes. This continuity strengthens your position and makes the bigger ask feel like a natural progression rather than a sudden leap. Never underestimate the power of patience. Those who master the art of building through small asks understand that lasting success is often a slow burn. They are planting seeds, nurturing them, and trusting the process. Over time, small asks compound into significant achievements. Consistency is key. Inconsistent askers appear opportunistic. Consistent askers appear strategic. People respect those who play the long game with integrity and foresight. Be the person who earns bigger opportunities through steady, thoughtful engagement. Understand that big opportunities often come not from dramatic gestures, but from accumulated trust, small wins, and demonstrated value over time. Your ability to leverage small asks effectively can quietly but powerfully transform your future. Key takeaway: small asks are not insignificant. They are strategic tools for building trust, gathering momentum, and opening doors to larger opportunities. Mastering this approach gives you access to growth pathways others overlook. Next, we will explore how to turn rejection into fuel, using every no as a stepping stone toward your ultimate yes. Chapter 9: Turning Rejection into Fuel. Rejection is unavoidable. No one who asks boldly escapes hearing the word no. What separates those who succeed from those who shrink away isn't how often they hear no, it's how they respond to it. Rejection isn't failure. It's feedback. It's data. It's direction. It's fuel for growth when understood properly. The most successful people expect rejection as part of the process. They do not personalize it. They don't let it define their worth or diminish their belief in their goals. Instead, they view every no as a necessary step on the path toward yes. Rejection refines their approach. It sharpens their clarity. It strengthens their resilience. Those who fear rejection remain silent. Those who understand rejection embrace it as a teacher. When you receive a no, pause. Reflect without judgment. Ask yourself, was my timing off? Was my ask unclear? Did I fail to show the value to the other person? Was the person simply not the right fit? This analysis transforms rejection into a powerful learning tool. Every no reveals something about your strategy, communication, or audience. Detach emotionally from the outcome. Recognize that a no is often about the other person's current situation, not about you personally. Their circumstances, priorities, or limitations shaped their answer. Your worth remains intact. Your potential remains untouched. The no simply points you toward refinement, adjustment, or a better opportunity elsewhere. Resilience grows through repeated exposure. The more you ask, the less power rejection holds over you. Over time, your skin thickens, your confidence deepens, and your persistence sharpens. Rejection becomes a familiar companion, not an enemy. It loses its sting because you've redefined its meaning in your life. Reframe rejection as redirection. Often, a closed door saves you from wasting time in the wrong place. It guides you toward doors better suited to your goals. Trust the process. Trust that each no brings you closer to the right. Yes, the one that aligns with your values, vision, and potential. Celebrate rejection as evidence of action. Each no proves you're playing the game, taking risks, stepping outside your comfort zone. Inaction guarantees nothing changes. Action invites both rejection and reward. The more you ask, the more data you gather, the more skilled you become. Use rejection to refine your message. Pay attention to patterns. If multiple people misunderstand your ask, your clarity needs work. If several responses cite timing, adjust your approach. Rejection reveals where you can improve. Improvement increases your chances of future success. Adopt a mindset of curiosity over judgment. Instead of labeling rejection as bad, view it as information. Ask questions. Seek feedback when appropriate. Learn what led to the no. Not all rejection warrants analysis, but when insight is available, seize it. Growth comes from understanding, not avoidance. Visualize successful outcomes even after hearing no. Keep your focus on the bigger picture. A single rejection doesn't negate your ultimate destination. Persistence bridges the gap between where you are and where you want to be. Every no is a temporary detour, not a dead end. Maintain momentum. Don't let rejection paralyze you. Keep asking. Keep refining. Keep moving. Success often comes to those who outlast the no's, who persist longer than doubt, who believe fiercely in their vision despite temporary setbacks. Cultivate emotional resilience through self-care. Rejection can drain your energy if you let it. Protect your mindset with practices that restore your confidence. Reflection, gratitude, connection, rest. Surround yourself with people who support your journey, who remind you of your value beyond outcomes. Remember, every successful person you admire has faced rejection. Authors rejected by publishers. Entrepreneurs denied funding. Artists turned away by galleries. Leaders dismissed before rising. Their stories are marked by persistence in the face of no. Let this truth inspire you rather than discourage you. Rejection refines your character. It humbles you. It strengthens your resolve. It deepens your empathy. Those who embrace rejection with grace develop qualities that serve them in every area of life. Patience, perspective, perseverance. Turn rejection into motivation. Let every no fuel your determination to improve, to ask again, to grow wiser, stronger, more strategic. The path to yes is paved with no's. Walk it boldly. Know that each step, even the painful ones, moves you forward. Key takeaway: rejection isn't the end. It's part of the journey. Use it as feedback, as fuel, as a guide. Refuse to let it define you. Let it refine you. Next, we'll explore how to build long-term confidence through the habit of asking, transforming your mindset and future permanently. Chapter 10: Building Long-Term Confidence Through Asking. Confidence is not something you are born with. It is something you build through consistent actions, deliberate choices, and repeated experiences. One of the most powerful ways to strengthen your long-term confidence is through the habit of asking. Asking isn't just about getting what you want. It's about proving to yourself that your voice matters, your needs are valid, and your desires are worth pursuing. Every time you ask, no matter how small the request, you reinforce a belief within yourself. You are capable of taking action. Confidence thrives on evidence. When you take action and survive the outcome, whether yes or no, you gather proof that you are resilient, resourceful, and brave enough to participate fully in life. Confidence grows through participation, not observation. Building confidence through asking requires consistency. You cannot build lasting self-assurance by asking once in a while. It comes from making asking a normal, natural part of how you navigate the world. Ask for feedback. Ask for opportunities. Ask for clarification. Ask for connection. These repeated acts create a foundation of courage that expands over time. Start small if necessary. Micro-asks are powerful confidence builders. Asking for a discount, asking for advice, asking for someone's time. These are low-risk, high-reward ways to flex your asking muscle. Each small success compounds. Each small yes reinforces your belief in your ability to create outcomes through your words and actions. Over time, these small acts lead to bigger asks. As your confidence grows, so does your ambition. You stop settling for less because you trust your ability to pursue more. You stop fearing no because you've experienced its insignificance in the face of persistence. Confidence is cumulative. It builds through layers of experience, one ask at a time. The habit of asking transforms your relationship with rejection. Instead of seeing no as a personal failure, you begin to view it as a normal part of the process. Confidence isn't the absence of fear. It's the willingness to move forward despite it. Asking teaches you this lesson repeatedly until it becomes second nature. Confidence also grows through clarity. The more you ask, the clearer you become about what you want, what you value, and what you're willing to pursue. Clarity eliminates hesitation. When you know what you're after, you ask with conviction. Conviction inspires confidence in others as well as within yourself. Surround yourself with environments that encourage asking. Seek out people who value communication, openness, and honesty. Being in spaces where questions are welcomed and initiative is rewarded accelerates your confidence-building journey. Avoid environments where silence is mistaken for respect or where asking is punished. Growth requires fertile ground. Track your progress. Document your asks, your outcomes, and your reflections. This practice provides tangible evidence of your growth. Over time, you will look back and realize how far you've come from timid asks to bold requests, from hesitant whispers to confident declarations. Use your growing confidence to inspire others. As you become more comfortable asking, you model courage for those around you. Your actions give others permission to find their voice, to make their requests, to seek their own yes. Confidence is contagious. Sharing it multiplies its power. Recognize that confidence is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when doubt creeps in, moments when fear resurfaces. These are not signs of failure. They are reminders to keep practicing, to keep asking, to keep showing up. Long-term confidence isn't built overnight. It is forged through repetition, resilience, and relentless self-belief. Key takeaway: confidence is built through the habit of asking. Every ask strengthens your courage, your clarity, and your conviction. Over time, this habit transforms your mindset and your future, unlocking opportunities that once seemed beyond your reach. Next, we will explore how to ask in a way that strengthens relationships, deepens trust, and creates lasting connections. Next, we will explore how to ask in a way that strengthens relationships, deepens trust, and creates lasting connections. Chapter 11: Asking as a Tool for Building Relationships. Asking isn't only about achieving personal goals. It's also a powerful way to build, strengthen, and deepen relationships. Every time you ask someone for advice, help, support, or insight, you create an opportunity for connection. You invite another person to share in your journey, to become part of your progress, and to feel valued for their knowledge, experience, or generosity. Relationships thrive on meaningful exchanges, and asking is one of the simplest, most direct ways to initiate those exchanges. When you ask someone for their perspective, you signal respect. You show that you value their thoughts, trust their judgment, and acknowledge their experience. People feel seen, heard, and appreciated when asked for their input. This simple act lays the groundwork for mutual respect, which is the foundation of any strong relationship. Asking opens doors for collaboration. Collaboration deepens bonds faster than almost anything else. Working together toward a shared goal creates trust, fosters understanding, and builds a sense of unity. When you ask others to contribute, whether ideas, resources, or time, you give them a role in your success. This shared investment strengthens connections and creates long-lasting partnerships. The act of asking cultivates vulnerability, which leads to authenticity. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's honesty. It reveals humanity. When you ask for help, you show that you don't have all the answers. You demonstrate humility, openness, and a willingness to grow. These qualities draw people in. They create emotional safety, making it easier for others to open up in return. Mutual asking forms the basis of balanced relationships. When both parties feel comfortable making requests, offering support, and expressing needs, trust deepens naturally. This give-and-take dynamic prevents resentment, fosters understanding, and encourages long-term loyalty. Thoughtful asking clarifies expectations, reducing misunderstandings. Clear communication strengthens any relationship, whether professional or personal. When you articulate your needs clearly, you help others respond effectively. This clarity prevents frustration and builds a track record of honest, transparent interaction. Asking invites people into your world. It offers them a chance to understand your goals, challenges, and values. This insight fosters empathy, alignment, and connection. People who know what you care about are more likely to support you, cheer for you, and offer meaningful opportunities. Respect the other person's boundaries when asking. Healthy relationships honor consent and capacity. Not every request will be met with a yes, and that's okay. Accepting no with grace shows maturity and strengthens trust. It signals that you value the relationship more than any single outcome. Use asking as a way to express gratitude. Follow up your requests with sincere appreciation. Acknowledge the time, effort, or wisdom someone has shared with you. Gratitude strengthens bonds, reinforces positive interactions, and makes people more likely to engage with you again. Strategic asking creates networking opportunities. When you reach out to new connections with thoughtful questions or requests, you expand your circle of influence. Each successful interaction lays the foundation for future collaboration, referrals, or mentorship. Relationships often begin with a simple ask. Consistency matters. Building strong relationships through asking requires regular engagement. Don't disappear after receiving help. Maintain the connection through updates, continued conversation, and ongoing value exchange. Relationships are living things. They require attention, care, and presence. Listening is just as important as asking. When someone responds to your request, listen fully. Acknowledge their perspective, appreciate their honesty, and incorporate their insights. Listening shows respect, deepens understanding, and strengthens trust. Be generous in return. When others ask something of you, respond with the same openness you seek. Reciprocity strengthens bonds and establishes you as someone who contributes, not just takes. Relationships built through asking are rooted in trust, respect, and mutual growth. They withstand challenges because they are founded on clear communication, shared experiences, and genuine appreciation. Key takeaway: asking isn't just a strategy for getting what you want. It's a bridge that connects you to others. Use it to create deeper, more meaningful relationships that enrich both your life and the lives of those you engage with. Next, we will explore how to ask in high-stakes situations where the outcome matters most. Chapter 12. How to Ask in High-Stakes Situations. High-stakes situations are moments where the outcome of your ask carries significant weight. A job opportunity, a business deal, a major investment, a life-changing favor. These are the moments when fear, doubt, and hesitation tend to rise strongest. However, mastering the skill of asking under pressure separates those who advance from those who stay stuck. Success in high-stakes asking begins long before the moment of the ask. Preparation is your strongest ally. You must be clear about what you want, why you want it, and how your request benefits the person or organization you're asking. Preparation breeds confidence, and confidence calms nerves. Clarity is essential. In high-stakes asks, there's no room for ambiguity. Be direct, concise, and precise. The more clearly you articulate your ask, the more seriously you'll be taken. People in positions of power respect clarity because it signals competence and preparation. Anticipate objections. Think ahead about potential concerns, doubts, or questions the other party might have. Prepare thoughtful, respectful responses. Addressing objections proactively demonstrates foresight and reduces friction in the conversation. Establish credibility. In high-stakes scenarios, people need to trust not only your idea, but also your character, track record, and capability. Share relevant accomplishments, past successes, or evidence that supports your ability to deliver. Confidence isn't arrogance. It's backed by substance. Emotional control matters. Nerves are natural, but composure influences outcomes. Breathe deeply. Slow down. Speak with intention. People trust those who appear calm under pressure. Your demeanor communicates as much as your words. Project steady confidence, not desperation. Timing is critical. Choose moments when the other party is most receptive, not distracted or overwhelmed. Pay attention to their body language, energy, and priorities. High-stakes asks require alignment between your needs and their readiness to engage. Frame your ask in terms of value. High-level decision-makers think in terms of return on investment. Show them how your request serves their goals, solves their problems, or enhances their mission. Position your ask as a strategic opportunity, not a personal favor. Use storytelling where appropriate. Stories make ideas memorable. A brief, relevant narrative can illustrate the impact of your ask more powerfully than statistics alone. Stories create emotional engagement, and emotion drives decisions. Maintain flexibility. While you should know what you want, remain open to negotiation, compromise, or alternative solutions. Flexibility signals maturity and cooperation, which increases trust and likelihood of agreement. Practice beforehand. Rehearse your ask out loud. Role play with a trusted friend or mentor. The more you practice, the more natural and confident you'll sound in the real moment. Preparation reduces anxiety and refines delivery. Leverage silence. After making your ask, resist the urge to overexplain or fill the space. Give the other person time to process. Silence shows confidence. Let them speak first. Their response will reveal their thoughts, and you can adjust accordingly. Express gratitude, regardless of the outcome. High-stakes asks often plant seeds for future opportunities. Even a no handled with grace can lead to respect, referrals, or a yes later. People remember how you made them feel, especially under pressure. Protect your mindset. Don't let the perceived importance of the moment inflate your fear. See high-stakes asking as a normal part of growth, not a make-or-break test of your worth. Detach your identity from the outcome. This frees you to perform at your best. Visualize success. Before the conversation, imagine it going well. See yourself speaking clearly, confidently, and calmly. Visualization primes your brain to align with positive outcomes and reduces anxiety. Build relationships before you need to ask. High-stakes asks are easier when trust already exists. Nurture connections consistently. So when the big ask arises, there's already a foundation of goodwill and understanding. Understand leverage. Know your value in the situation. Confidence comes from recognizing what you bring to the table and communicating it effectively. Leverage isn't manipulation. It's awareness of mutual benefit. Follow up professionally. Whether the answer is yes or no, close the loop with appreciation and clarity on next steps. Professionalism, in conclusion, leaves a lasting positive impression. Key takeaway: high stakes asking requires preparation, clarity, composure, and respect. Master these elements, and you'll turn pressure moments into opportunities for significant progress. Next, we will explore how to ask boldly while maintaining humility, the secret to balancing ambition with respect. Chapter 13. Asking boldly, remaining humble. Boldness and humility are not opposites. In fact, they work together to create the most powerful form of asking. Boldness gives you the courage to speak up, to ask for more, to push beyond limitations. Humility keeps you grounded, respectful, and open to learning, even when you're asking for something significant. Mastering both is essential if you want to ask in a way that commands respect and opens doors. Boldness starts with belief. You must believe in your right to ask, in the value of your request, and in your ability to handle any answer. Without belief, hesitation takes over. Bold asking isn't reckless or aggressive. It's intentional, clear, and confident. It's fueled by conviction, not entitlement. Humility begins with perspective. No matter how important your ask feels, remember that the person you're asking owes you nothing. They have the right to say no. They have the right to question, decline, or redirect. Approaching with humility shows respect for their autonomy, their boundaries, and their perspective. Balance is found in your tone, your language, and your demeanor. Boldness says, "Here's what I want." Humility adds, "I respect your choice." Boldness asks without apology. Humility listens without defensiveness. Together, they create an energy of mutual respect and possibility. Bold askers prepare thoroughly. They do their homework. They know what they want, why they want it, and how it serves everyone involved. Preparation eliminates the need for bravado. When you're prepared, you can ask boldly because you're speaking from a place of knowledge, not arrogance. Humble askers remain teachable. They seek feedback. They adapt when necessary. They don't let ego block opportunity. They understand that no one has all the answers, and every interaction is a chance to grow. Humility keeps your focus on connection, not control. Boldness requires you to overcome fear. Fear of rejection, fear of judgment, fear of appearing needy. Boldness acknowledges these fears, but refuses to be ruled by them. It moves forward despite discomfort. It understands that fear is temporary, but opportunity is fleeting if not seized. Humility reminds you that success is rarely achieved alone. Every yes you receive is a gift, not a guarantee. Gratitude keeps you grounded. Acknowledge those who help you along the way. Recognize the value of collaboration, mentorship, and support. Boldness invites opportunity. People notice those who ask with clarity and confidence. They respect those who know what they want and pursue it directly. Bold askers create momentum, inspire action, and often unlock possibilities that timid askers never reach. Humility sustains relationships. It prevents arrogance from sabotaging progress. It keeps you open to advice, aware of your blind spots, and grateful for every step forward. Humility reminds you that every door opened is an opportunity to prove yourself, not a guarantee of entitlement. When you combine boldness and humility, you ask with strength, but not force. You speak clearly, but not arrogantly. You stand tall, but remain open. This balance makes people want to work with you, help you, and say yes to you. It creates trust, respect, and admiration. Practice bold asking by starting with small, everyday requests. Each successful ask builds your confidence muscle. Practice humility by listening deeply, accepting feedback graciously, and expressing gratitude regularly. Both traits grow stronger with use. Boldness pushes boundaries. Humility honors them. Boldness says, "Why not me?" Humility says, "I'll earn it." Boldness opens doors. Humility keeps them open. Key takeaway: asking boldly while remaining humble is the most effective, sustainable way to achieve your goals. It allows you to reach high without losing sight of what truly matters: respect, connection, and integrity. Next, we will explore how to create a lifelong habit of asking that continues to expand your success, influence, and opportunities. Chapter 14: Making Asking a Lifelong Habit. Asking is not a skill you master once and forget. It's a lifelong habit, a way of approaching the world with curiosity, courage, and clarity. Those who achieve the most in life understand that asking opens doors again and again, across every season, every circumstance, every opportunity. When you build asking into your daily life, it becomes second nature. It stops feeling like a big, scary event and starts feeling like a normal, essential part of how you move forward. A lifelong habit of asking begins with mindset. You must truly believe that it's okay to ask. You must erase any lingering shame, guilt, or fear tied to seeking what you want. Remind yourself regularly: closed mouths don't get fed. Hidden desires don't get fulfilled. Silent needs don't get met. The world responds to those who express themselves with clarity and confidence. Integrate asking into your daily routines. Make small requests a normal part of your interactions. Ask for feedback on your work. Ask for recommendations to improve. Ask for insights that expand your thinking. Ask for introductions that grow your network. These aren't big, risky asks. They're micro moments that build momentum and reinforce your confidence. Create an environment that supports asking. Surround yourself with people who value honesty, openness, and ambition. Spend time with those who encourage questions, welcome curiosity, and respect initiative. Your environment shapes your habits. Choose one that makes asking feel safe, normal, and expected. Track your asks. Maintain a simple log: what you asked for, from whom, when, and the result. Over time, you'll notice patterns. You'll see your progress. You'll gather evidence of your growth. This tracking builds self-awareness and encourages consistency. Reflect on both your successes and failures. Analyze what worked, what didn't, and why. Reflection turns experience into wisdom. It sharpens your asking strategy and makes you more effective over time. Celebrate your courage, not just your outcomes. Whether the answer is yes or no, acknowledge the bravery it takes to ask. Each ask strengthens your resilience. Each ask stretches your comfort zone. Each ask makes the next one easier. Teach others the power of asking. Share your journey, your lessons, your breakthroughs. Encourage friends, family, and colleagues to adopt the habit themselves. Teaching reinforces your own learning and spreads the benefits outward. Stay curious. Curiosity fuels asking. When you remain interested in growth, connection, and possibility, asking becomes natural. Curiosity opens your mind to new opportunities you hadn't even considered. It keeps you engaged, adaptive, and expansive. Keep challenging yourself with bigger asks. Don't plateau at comfortable levels. As your confidence grows, stretch further. Ask for things that once felt impossible. Bold asking leads to bold results. Growth comes from reaching beyond your current limits. Balance persistence with respect. Lifelong asking isn't about being pushy or entitled. It's about being consistent, thoughtful, and resilient. If the answer is no today, Ask again tomorrow, somewhere else, in a different way, with new insight. Persistence wins where impatience fails. Maintain gratitude as you ask. Gratitude keeps your ambition grounded. It reminds you that every opportunity, every yes, every moment of progress is a gift, not a guarantee. Gratitude strengthens relationships, attracts support, and amplifies success. Visualize your future self as someone who asks without hesitation. See yourself confidently navigating opportunities, building relationships, and creating success through your words. Visualization primes your mind for action and reinforces positive habits. Embrace asking as a lifestyle, not a tactic. Make it part of who you are, someone who speaks up, steps forward, and claims what they desire with respect and clarity. This identity shift sustains the habit for life. Key takeaway: asking is not a one-time act. It's a lifelong habit that continuously expands your success, influence, and opportunities. Build it into your daily life and watch doors open that you never imagined possible. Next, we will explore the final chapter on how asking transforms not just your results, but your entire life philosophy. Chapter 15: The Life-Changing Power of Asking. At its core, asking is more than a strategy to achieve goals. It is a mindset, a philosophy, and a way of living that fundamentally transforms how you interact with the world and how the world responds to you. Those who embrace the power of asking don't just get more, they become more. They become more courageous, more confident, more connected, and ultimately more fulfilled. Asking reshapes not just your results, but your reality. When you consistently ask for what you want, you shift from passivity to agency. You stop waiting for life to happen and start actively shaping it. You no longer sit quietly, hoping someone notices your potential. You step forward and declare it. Life rewards those who participate fully, and asking is your invitation to participate without apology. The simple act of asking reprograms your self-worth. It reminds you every day that your needs, desires, and dreams matter. Over time, you internalize the truth that you are worthy of opportunities, worthy of support, worthy of success. This belief transforms how you carry yourself, how you speak, and how you engage with others. Asking creates opportunities where none seem to exist. A closed door becomes an invitation to knock again. A missed opportunity becomes a lesson in persistence. A no becomes a stepping stone toward a better yes. The world is not static. It shifts in response to those who dare to engage with it intentionally. Relationships deepen through asking. Vulnerability, honesty, and mutual respect are fostered in these moments of connection. You learn who values your growth, who supports your vision, and who shares your journey. Asking filters out the noise and strengthens the bonds that truly matter. The philosophy of asking transforms how you handle fear. Fear loses its grip when faced repeatedly with bold action. You realize fear shrinks in the presence of clarity. What once seemed terrifying, asking for a raise, seeking mentorship, proposing an idea, becomes routine. You become the kind of person who acts despite uncertainty, who moves forward despite doubt. Asking cultivates abundance. Those who ask regularly understand that opportunities are plentiful, not scarce. They recognize that success is not a finite resource. There's always another door to knock on, another connection to make, another path to explore. This abundance mindset creates resilience and optimism, even in challenging times. Over time, asking rewires how you define failure. No longer do you see failure as final or personal. Instead, you view it as feedback, redirection, or simply part of the process. This mindset frees you to experiment, to innovate, to grow without fear of setbacks. The habit of asking strengthens your vision. With every question you pose, you refine what you truly want, clarify your values, and solidify your purpose. you become more aligned with your authentic path because you've dared to explore it openly. Ultimately, asking changes who you are. You transform from someone who hesitates to someone who initiates, from someone who wonders to someone who creates, from someone who waits to someone who acts. This transformation ripples outward, influencing not just your personal success, but inspiring those around you to do the same. Your life becomes richer because you've engaged with it fully. More opportunities, more connections, more growth, more joy. All because you made asking a part of who you are, not just something you occasionally do. Final takeaway. Asking is one of the most powerful tools you will ever possess. It shapes your opportunities, your relationships, your growth, and your future. Make it a habit, a mindset, and a way of living. Ask boldly, ask clearly, ask often, and watch how your life transforms beyond anything you once thought possible.